Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, and this is a special edition, a Saturday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports because I had to reschedule from Thursday night to this afternoon. So thank you, and I've been doing pretty good because I've been very consistent with my Thursday shows. But thank you very much for tuning in. I had a blast on Thursday also. I had attended the Mississippi Business Journal, which is a Mississippi business newspaper, expo. It's called the Mississippi Business and Technology Expo. So I had a blast there. I always have a blast at that expo. But I didn't get a chance to tour the booth because I was in Hines Community College, which is one of my alma maters, and small business development center training seminars all day. I love those training classes, and I have so much fun in them. So I pretty much missed out on touring and talking with the vendors. Patrick House was a guest at the expo, so I didn't get a chance to meet him in person. But if you all would follow Mississippi Business Journal, I think they tweeted out some info about Patrick House. This visit is at MB Journal. So I'm glad you all are with me today. We're going to talk about springtime. I love springtime. I'm so happy about springtime. So I'm not alone. A lot of you love springtime also. So please call in and tell me, share with me and the other listeners what you love about the springtime. The guest calling number is 1-714-409-0614. My Thursday's co-host, Mr. Big Mike, that dude Smith, might call in so we can talk about some of my favorite dishes and what's going on in sports and a lot of other things. And also DJ Swagger, also known as Derek Richardson, who is a hairstylist and a brow artist. And some of you probably have heard his remixes and his music, probably will call in to say hi to you all and to let listeners know when he will appear on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and co-host. So we'll be hearing something at the same time. I know he'll be co-hosting with me soon on Mondays. And so we're probably, right now I do that show during the day, but occasionally we probably do it at nighttime also when he's co-hosting and up here, you know, jamming his music and everything. But Monday we'll be talking about various topics, what's hot in the news right now. So feel free to call in today, call in Monday, so we can talk about what's hot in the news from entertainment to current affairs to fashion and beauty, everything. And also we'll be talking about Prince also. I don't know if you all know or not, but Prince will be appearing on the George Lopez show on Wednesday night. So that's going to be neat. And I don't know if you all know this also. Prince doesn't have a Hollywood Walk of Fame star yet either. So all of my fellow purple peeps, we need to get on that, don't we? But also, whenever I don't know if you all know this or not, but whenever a celebrity, public figure, whenever they're nominated to receive a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, they must be notified from whoever is nominating them. If it's whomever, because it could be a fan club, it could be individual, it could be a peer, whomever. But whenever a celebrity or a public figure is nominated firsthand, they must agree to be present when they receive that honor of a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. I didn't know if some of you all knew that or not. So they have a website, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, it's really neat. So it's HollywoodChamber.net. So you can visit their website, because there's a lot of other public figures and celebrities who don't have stars either. And it's not that maybe they're not being nominated. Maybe they're not a girl grand yet. Maybe they don't, you know, feel like, hey, man, I'm not, you know, for some reason, I won't be present if you nominate me and I get chosen, because there are deadlines. I think when you visit pretty much every year, the deadline is like, I think, the end of May, before the committee board members meet. And then, similar to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they decide on who will be receiving stars the next year. So I didn't know if you know that. So just visit the HollywoodChamber.net, and if there's someone who you feel should be getting a star soon, I mean, get to work on that. I've loved and supported Prince since my childhood, but sometimes I miss out on things. So I was pretty much in shock. I've only been to Hollywood once, and that was like 20 years ago. So I took pictures of Michael Jackson's star and Elizabeth Taylor's star and a lot of other celebrities. But then, you know, sometimes we go through, you would think certain people would be up on news. So I thought maybe I missed out on Prince receiving a star. So I was wondering once, well, where is Prince star located? You know, this was probably about 10, 15 years ago. I'm like, I wonder where's Prince star? And, you know, it was brought to my attention, hey, Prince never did receive his star. You know, you remember he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, which, I mean, if you didn't see that performance, then you need to, you know, search that performance, because it was awesome. But really, we need to get on that, you all. I mean, his overseas fans really, 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 I mean, honor him like 24/7. But it looks like we're showing him a lot of love, too, with the isolated dates that he's been performing at the concerts and so on. Because I know the Purple Peeps been supporting him, and a lot of my Facebook friends been traveling afar to see Prince. So that's pretty good. Hopefully some of the current MPG members and other musicians that he's performed with will call in the near future, maybe Monday, maybe Thursday, because Monday we'll touch base on about Prince, but the whole show won't be about Prince. But right now I'm talking about Prince, and we need to be talking about screen time. We have 19 minutes, and some of you should be calling in to share what you love about springtime. Usually I write out notes about, what I'm going to talk about, but right now I'm talking improv. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just letting you know I'm not looking at any bullet points or notes or anything. So feel free to call me, and let's talk about what we love about springtime. I know I love the weather. I love sports, food, parks, the makeup, fashion, just the whole vibe of springtime. I can go on and on. I really could talk 2 hours about springtime. What are your favorite foods when it's springtime? I know I love barbecue, burgers. All the picnic-type foods, potato salad, coleslaw, stuff like that. And then we have Easter coming up in a couple of weeks. I love the whole idea of that. And I really love, am I not excited about the royal wedding that's coming up in a few weeks. Something about, feel like that's really ringing in spring for something, a big occasion like that to happen that the whole world will be watching. If you're not one of the lucky ones to be attending that special wedding. So I'm saying a little too much, but I'm just excited about that. So please call in and talk with me. Again, the number is 1-714-409-0614, because I really thank you. I'm getting a lot of encouragement and support regarding Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I mean, wow. Several of you have viewed my Culture Shock Entertainment Reports -Beth profile here at Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I'm just amazed at how many views my profile has received. So I'm over here. I'm really blushing and smiling because that amazed me. And that you're actually listening. So you're listening, call in and share your opinion or your thoughts about certain things. I want to shout out our government, our president, for deciding to come to an agreement so America and the world, a government shutdown would not only affect America's soul, but affect the world. And obviously affect the world because we have soldiers and military personnel that's overseas working for our country. And then that's kind of scary thought that some of our military personnel wouldn't even get their paycheck. Scary over here that some people wouldn't, a lot of people would be affected. All of us would be affected. Something amazed me. I know we're supposed to be talking about springtime, but if you all call in, we'll be talking about springtime. But this is a hot topic and a breaking news story. So if you would read my profile, that's what Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is about. Beauty, fashion, entertainment, including sports, current affairs, breaking news stories, exclusive news stories. So this is very important. I was amazed. I was sitting in Burger King yesterday, and one gentleman came in, and I was watching the CNN, and I was watching to see what was going on with the government and if they were going to come to a compromise or not. And a gentleman came in, and he asked another gentleman about his concerns regarding the shutdown. But the gentleman that he asked, he was like, man, I don't even pay attention to that. Man, they're going to do what they want to do. It's not affecting me. And then the gentleman that had just come in and was very concerned about the state of our government and we the people overall, he was like, man, it does affect you. It affects all of us in some form or fashion. This is like verbatim. And so I just kept, you know, I was finishing up my meal and watching the news. I didn't get in the conversation. As a lady, I sat there respectfully and didn't get in the conversation. But that was some conversation to hear, you know, really. So, and the gentleman was of different races, but I'm not putting the race in there because people of different races have their different opinions about what's happening and what's not happening, what's important and what's not important. That's what's so good about being an American. And I guess it's been a person period because people all over the world, we all have our own opinions and we are our own individuals. As long as we can share our thoughts in a respectful and non-violent manner, that's good. One guy was being real honest about his concern. And one guy was being honest about his concern. Like he was like, I'm concerned about what's right here, right now, and in my face. Because they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. So, you know, I could relate to what both were saying. But the gentleman who originally asked the question, he is right because we don't miss our water until it's gone. Those who think that a shutdown would not affect us really let the government get shut down. You will quickly find out what is indirectly or directly connected to your life and your world and your immediate family and loved ones and coworkers and people that you do business with or spend your leisure time with. So we don't want to miss our water when it's gone. So I commend our president and all parties involved on making a proper decision for the American and world, American people and world. And I must shout out also the state of Mississippi governor, who is in South Carolina right now with a lot of other politicians, meetings of the minds. We'd like to shout those guys out. I don't know if you all know or not, but state of Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, which you can tweet him at Haley Barbour, HaleyBarbour. You can tweet him at that, and you can also visit his website, HaleyBarbour.gov. But I don't know if you know this or not. Some of you should know by now because it's been over the media that he might, more than likely, will announce that he will be campaigning to become the GOP's 2012 presidential candidate nominee. So, you know, Republicans' primary meeting would be in Tampa Bay. I don't know if some of you all knew that or not either. And yes, I am my show is not about politics, but yes, I am an independent thinking, open mind Republican. But I support those who believe in doing what's right for we the people. I'm a registered Republican because I'd find out when I want to vote at Democrat primaries. And they look on the list and say, hey, you're a registered Republican, you can't vote. I think that's unfair sometimes because there are Democrats that I do support and sometimes would like to vote for. But, you know, I guess if that's how it is, that's how it is. Okay, back to springtime, though. We have 9 minutes remaining. I am also a Mark Rep, which some of you all might know. And we have a lot of spring items, fun spring items that you can purchase. You can visit meetmark.com. You can visit my online store, which we call the e-boutique in the Mark community. And my e-boutique is my Mark store. MarkStore.com/BethanyWilliams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. That is my e-boutique. Visit my e-boutique, shop at my e-boutique, have fun, look at what's hot, look at what are the favorite picks that Mark have chosen, and look at my favorite picks. I need to update my favorite picks. I do that when the show ends. TMI, huh? A little bit too much information. But, yeah, visit that. We have a lot of great offers going on, like to get our zip-around bag for $20 with any $20 Megalaw purchase. If you don't have a printed copy of the Megalaw, that's the purpose of my e-boutique, you can shop online. When you visit my website, my e-boutique, you're not required to make a purchase. I mean, I'd love for you to make a purchase. But please register for my customer list so I can contact you regarding inside information of what sales are going on, what new products are going on. And yes, there are Mark guys too. There are guys who are Mark Cosmetics independent sales reps also. And also, I also would like to make a shout out to my new Mark mentor. Natalie Burns of Baton Rouge is not my Mark mentor anymore, but now Leah Brown is. She has the same referral code, 129. So if you decide to sign up to become a Mark Rep, be sure to enter her referral code so you and I can be on the same sales team. So I would like to shout her out. She's also of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So she's a Mark mentor of Louisiana, and Mississippi. And I would like to shout out everybody. The manager, Rebecca DiGiano, I hope I say her name right, that's over this southern region. And also the Martin mentor, Anna Maggie of Dallas, Texas. I think her referral code in the Dallas area is 123. But and you all probably seen some of her YouTube vids. And we also have a new president by the name of Vanessa Reggiando. So I hope I'm saying these names correctly. But, yeah, I just wanted to shout out Mark. I don't know if you all know it or not, but if you have ever visited, if you're Facebook friends with me or tweet with me, you know Ashley, actress Ashley M. Green is our Mark ambassador, brand ambassador. Yeah, Lauren Conrad used to be, and she was very active with the empowerment program. But, yeah, very excited about springtime. And, wow, I know it's snowing in some areas, but some people are having fun trying to get the last of their fun in the snow, I guess. But right now in Jackson, Mississippi, it's a sunny day. We had a little cold front earlier in the week. We probably experienced a little cold front until after Easter. But then after that, it's on to the end of September. We'll be experiencing warm weather. But one thing about down here, I can tell you what we don't like about spring and summer down here, tornado warnings and hurricanes. When spring is here, we know it's hurricane and tornado time. And so that's like, a downfall. Really, tornado and hurricane season can be all year long. But we have tornado seasons and hurricane seasons, honestly. Watching the news, weather reporter would say, hurricane season starts today. Tornado season starts today. It's like hunting season for such this certain animal starts today. So, wow. I don't know if it's, I guess it's like that in other parts of the country where you all experience changes in the weather. But I have about 4 more minutes, so please call in and tell me what's up in your area. I'm amazed that no one's calling because the figures and the stats don't fill. I get a lot of views and I get a lot of listens to my show, but no one's calling. So this is amazing. Tweet me, email me, send me a message and let me know about what topic you want to talk about, what things you want to discuss, what issues you want to hear. Really. But we have 3 more minutes. And please remember to register at my e-boutique. Even if you don't make a purchase, I'm going to start giving away items to a few lucky customers and clients and supporters who register at my website. But if you don't register, how can you win anything like a free lip gloss or a free new product or a free fashion item? How can you win if you don't register when you visit? Well, we have about 3 more minutes. Again, the number is 714-409-0614. I had a lot to talk about, but I didn't want to exceed the time available. Okay. And I don't like it when I get dry air, so I need to keep talking, but I know me. When I start, I cannot stop, and then the show will be ending. But if your friends or anybody missed the show is archived. Whenever you visit my profile, you can listen. So, again, you can tweet me at Beth, B-E-T-H-W-M-S. That's Williams. I have three tweet pages. You can tweet me at Culture Shock Entertainment. That's at K-U-L-T-U-R-E, Shock, S-H-O-K-E-N-T. And also, the next tweet info that I share with you would be for Mark Cosmetics. It's at Beth, B-E-T-H, Mark, M-A-R-K, girl. And when you visit my profile here at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, -Beth, you have access to my Culture Shock, my YouTube channel, Culture Shock Entertainment, which I need to update. And I need to update, like, my own videos or whatever. I videoed at the expo, so I need to upload that video. And we had some bad weather, like Monday. I need to upload that. And let's see. You have access to my Facebook page and to my MySpace page, I believe. But, again, you have all ways of contacting me if you would like to be a guest. I'll start uploading music soon. So thank you for sending music. I get music anyway. I haven't received anything especially for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports yet. But I receive music pretty much all the time, 24/7. So I start uploading, like, new music that I've been receiving from a lot of artists out there. So much talent out there. I'm just amazed. So I have 14 seconds, so I wish you all a great weekend. And thank you for your support and your encouraging, your feedback, and I thank you for your future participation. God bless.